From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Former Army and Navy secretaries will now be heading a broad Pentagon probe into the circumstances surrounding the shootings at Fort Hood. Defense Secretary Robert Gates announced today that former Army Secretary Togo West and former Navy Chief Vernon Clark will oversee a 45-day review, looking at the military's process of determining which of its members might pose a threat.
It is prudent to determine immediately whether there are internal weaknesses or procedural shortcomings in the department that could make us vulnerable in the future.
The investigation follows the deaths of 13 people and the wounding of dozens of others after Army Major Nadal Hassan allegedly opened fire at the Army post. President Barack Obama has already ordered a review of all intelligence relating to Hassan, including reported contacts with a radical Islamic cleric. The House has passed a bill to cancel a scheduled pay cut for doctors in Medicare, but its prospects in the Senate are dim. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
If Congress doesn't act this month or next, doctors who treat Medicare patients are facing a 21% pay cut starting January 1st. Democrats and Republicans in Congress agree that's too much, but they disagree on how to fix the problem. The bill passed by the House by a vote of 243 to 183 would eliminate the funding formula that's called for cuts for the past 7 years, but it wouldn't offset the $210 billion cost. It would, however, ensure that most future legislation that adds to the deficit is paid for. The Senate tried to pass a similar bill last month, but it failed to garner even a majority. The health overhaul now on the Senate floor would eliminate the 21% cut, but only for a single year, and that bill is unlikely to become law before the cuts are set to take effect. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The economy will keep growing into next year, according to the Conference Board's Index of Leading Economic Indicators, but the index still points to a slow recovery. NPR's Brian Reed reports.
The LEI rose for the seventh straight month in October, but the increase was less than in previous months, just 0.3%. The index gauges the economy's near future by looking at 10 different indicators. Ken Goldstein is an economist at the Conference Board. He says of all those indicators, what's most slowing the recovery is low consumer demand.
I mean, if you think of that quintessential scene at the kitchen table after the kids are put to bed, and looking at, you know, what the household finances are, you're talking about a consumer who's very nervous. Not as depressed as we were last spring, but still very nervous.
Goldstein says similar nervousness is also hanging over corporate boardrooms. Until that anxiety goes away and demand picks up, he says it'll be difficult for the economy to grow any faster. Brian Reed, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 93 points to close at 10,332. The NASDAQ dropped 36 points. This is NPR. A third man was sentenced today in connection with what authorities say was a plot to blow up the former Sears Tower in Chicago. U.S. District Court judge sentenced 34-year-old Stanley Fanor to 8 years in prison. Fanor was convicted along with four others back in May on terror charges. Two other individuals have yet to be sentenced, including the group's ringleader, who has testified the plot was never real and instead was aimed at trying to extort $50,000 from an individual who turned out to be an FBI informant. Scientists are announcing a major step in agricultural genetics. They've unraveled the complete genetic sequence of corn. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
For more than 100 years, corn, or maize as most of the rest of the world calls it, has been an important crop for human food and animal feed, and more recently for biofuels and bioproducts. The maize genome consists of about 32,000 genes. That's almost 10,000 more genes than humans have. In a series of papers in the journals Science and PLOS Genetics, scientists report they have begun the process of figuring out what all those genes do and how corn went from a wild plant to a domesticated crop. They've also found some clues to explain hybrid vigor, how crossing two strains provide offspring with more desirable properties than either of the original plants. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Internet portal site Google today unveiled its new Chrome operating software, an attempt by the giant search engine company to move into the market for operating systems. The company is trying to encourage outside software developers to create programs for it by making its source code public. With the introduction of Chrome, Google apparently hopes to challenge software giant Microsoft, whose Windows system currently runs 9 out of 10 PCs. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.